Hello, friends. It's time for the News Talk 94.9 WSJM Morning Announcements with yours truly, Jim Gifford, and my partner in crime, Spencer Rivers. Brought to you by the good people at Special Light Indicator in Benton Harbor. And there is a good chance that you have walked through a special light door when you go into a local restaurant or visit a school or a store or walk into a manufacturing plant. So thank you to Special Light Indicator in Benton Harbor and enjoy your morning announcements.
Here's we begin the new day at News Talk Sports 94.9 WSJM. We begin page one of our morning announcements this morning. Spence talking football.
Quite an exciting weekend.
Holy moly, there was a lot of football this weekend. And I watched darn near all of it.
Yeah, me too.
It was, there was some good football. And unfortunately, and particularly if you're a Bears fan, there was some bad football. But yes. Still... As a couple of Cleveland boys here, a couple of natives of the Cleveland area, at least I was a happy camper, at least this morning when I woke up, because I couldn't stay up for the whole thing.
No, I couldn't either.
But I felt relatively comfortable going to bed when it was 28 to nothing. It hadn't even reached halftime yet, so... just a whole bunch of good football over the weekend. And what were they calling that thing? Super Wild Card Weekend or something like that? Mm-hmm. And there was super, and it was wild. And there were some interesting things going on there. The Washington football team, I think, had some former peanut vendor as their quarterback.
He did really well, really well.
He handled himself, yes, very well for a guy no one had ever heard of. I still don't even know what his name was. Heinicke or something like
that? Yeah, I think that was it. Yeah.
Okay. But you imagine getting that far? And of course, you know, they were in as a 7-9 team, but they won the NFC East with. But still coming into, you know, a situation like the playoffs like that and having to rely on a guy that's, at best, probably taking several snaps in practice. Mm-hmm. Man, oh, man. But, hey, so they come up short, but nonetheless, it was pretty good. And then the Rams quarterback, the team won with their quarterback having a broken thumb or whatever his problem was there.
Right,
Mr. Goff. And he came in off the bench because their backup got nailed in the head. Jeez, it was pretty brutal. So, and then one of the more interesting takes on this, in the true temperament of the times, in the Bills-Colts game, Indianapolis refused to leave the field at the end of their game, claiming the final score showing on the scoreboard was fake news and that they had actually won the game. So now we're down to it. Now we've got, 8 teams left, and none of the hometown favorites are on that list. Sorry about that. But tonight, for us former Buckeyes, the Buckeyes are playing against Alabama in the college national championship game tonight. So a couple more weeks, and then football haters, it'll all be over. We get back to regular stuff. By the way, speaking of football, I heard coming home on Saturday, I heard a truly entertaining color guy on the Bills games right here on the radio in WSJM. I think his name is... Ross or Russ Tucker? Ross Tucker, maybe?
Maybe.
I think I've seen or heard him fill in for Dan Patrick on his show periodically.
Oh.
But just too often you get these guys, these analysts and color commentators who just are boring, quite frankly.
Hmm.
This guy was having fun and was really entertaining and obviously knew the game.
You talking about the Colts game?
Was it the Colts game? I guess it
that was
Bills and Colts.
That was great radio right there.
Yeah. It was that game. I don't know who the play-by-play guy was, but this Ross Tucker was outstanding. So many of these guys just, they got the job because they used to play football, and maybe they should still be playing football. So there is that. Plenty of football over the weekend, and now we have one more tonight, and then we take a little bit of a break, get back into it next weekend. I took down some Christmas decorations this weekend, so got that started. Should probably have all of those down by Memorial Day, maybe.
You put that flag out like people do every holiday?
Which one's that?
Oh, whatever holiday it is.
Oh. Like Merry Christmas flag.
Yeah, and then there's a Happy Easter flag. Yeah. And
I don't, I don't have a flagpole, so I can't run anything up it. I don't. My, I have for the first time ever, I put some lights outside. This year they're still up. I haven't done anything in that, but I have this little, we have this little display of a couple of reindeer and a sleigh that light up and so on and so forth.
That's cute.
And the wind and snow just knocked them over, and it looked like Santa was either in a drunk driving episode or just something bad had happened. one of the reindeer and the sleigh had collapsed on the front lawn, so I thought, I better get this up. This looks pretty trashy. So I got that out of the front yard, and then we'll see what happens from there. So did you do anything over the weekend? You watch any good TV or bad TV or anything?
Mostly football.
Mostly football. That's pretty much it. Me too. I did, though, see... a couple of things. I watched that, what's the name of that movie? Bombshell. Charlize Theron and Nicole Kidman and Margot Robbie and John Lithgow. Basically the story of of the demise of Roger Ailes at Fox News with all sexual harassment stuff. Mm-hmm. Good movie. Good performances. Have no idea how accurate it was. It was entertaining, nonetheless, with good performances by all of the aforementioned actors. So I did watch that. That's good entertainment. I watched, there's a new series, or special something on Netflix called The History of Swear Words.
Oh, okay.
Now, if you're squeamish about hearing four-letter words, probably not recommended. If, on the other hand, you can get past that and just realize that they are just words, there was some interesting stuff in there. It's a little over the top. It's, at least the first episode, there's I don't know how many episodes there are, but each one focuses on one word and how it's used and its origins and that sort of stuff. And the first episode, at least, was hosted by Nick Cage. And it was the F word, and it was coming out of the gate there. It was kind of brutal, but you learn some things. There's actually part of it is interviews with some woman who is like a professor of swear words or something. She has a much more a dignified title than that, but that's kind of what she is. A professor of swear words, and she's written about the history of cussing and so on and so forth. Some people are pretty good at it, you know? Some people just use it because they're lazy and it's easy, especially in the comedic front, but some people can paint pretty vivid pictures with the swear words. I know I swear too much, and I was hurling a number of them at the television screen this weekend. some of it related to the football we just mentioned, but most of it related to the post-insurrection analysis that I watched way too much of.
Oh, yes. I watched plenty of that,
this
too.
Weekend. Yikes. So, but on the upside of watching the TVs, I am truly enjoying this Progressive Insurance Parent Coach.
Oh, my God.
They've got some new ones out.
Dr. Rick?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They've got a couple of new ones out.
Mm-hmm.
If you can't, if you haven't seen this, his job as Dr. Rich, he's coaching people into realizing that they are turning into their parents and what they should or shouldn't be doing to prevent that. And these little seminars that he has and these little group meetings that he has. Just are hilarious. I mean, he's got a group of guys standing around, and he's He's showing them that they are now starting to make noises every time they sit down.
Yeah.
or get up. And it's just, it cracks me up. I don't know whether it's selling them any insurance. I don't really care, but it's entertaining me, I'll tell you that.
I'm going to have to watch that when I sit at home, when I sit down or get up now.
I know. Well, those of us of a certain age just identify with that completely. man. So anyway, there is that. The other thing that I'm into watching, and I don't know why, but it fascinates me, are these YouTube videos of Asian street food vendors.
There's really?
There's a whole series of them, and they just show how these people make these really, what look to be, delectable food items from street food vendors. In various places out east. I think the last one I was watching was in Malaysia somewhere. And it's the funny thing is, and this group of videos that I've been watching is they with the cameras, they watch these guys on how they make this, and it's really fascinating to watch them make these various edible delights. And then they have there's a girl that taste tests every one of these things. Mm. And it's so funny because all she does, there's no commentary with this at all. Oh. It's just watching the guys do their thing. And then at the end, they hand her whatever the finished product is. She takes a bite of it or whatever and then looks up at the camera and just grins and shakes her head yes. That's all there is to
that
it.
That sounds very exciting.
It cracks me up. I mean, it's just you get to a point where you're waiting for her to just take that bite, look up, smile, and shake her head yes. And every once in a while, you hear just kind of a faint ooh from her. it's funny to me. Well, anyway. So anyway. On the food front, we got through our first week of that Hello Fresh
stuff, yeah.
Christmas gift that we were kindly gifted, so that has turned out pretty well. One evening of salmon and roasted potatoes and zucchini, and another evening of what was that called? Silky Sicilian penne pasta.
Oh, that sounds good.
I actually put that together, and it did turn out pretty good, although the pasta wasn't quite done enough, but what are you going to do? And then the third one was pork, some kind of pork flautas, those were also very tasty.
I don't know
tasty.
What that is.
It's some kind of ground pork, obviously kind of spicy and that kind of thing, in rolled up in a like a crispy taco shell for a burrito.
Oh, it sounds good.
It's very good. Mm. So
you like that better than the hamburger helper?
Yeah, that would be disappointing. Sign up for one of these services, open the box, and there's some hamburger helper there. I haven't had that in years, probably since college. So anyway, then we did the takeout thing once, and I tell you what, I don't know what's going to happen after we're all done with the pandemic and we can get back to normal lives, but I'm truly enjoying this whole notion where you can just go out to eat in your pajama bottoms and come back home and everything's fine.
We did takeout, was it Friday? We did takeout from Riverside Tavern, chicken fingers and french fries and salad is really good.
There you go. There you go. Well, we did it. We had a gift card from one of the chains, so we did that. And their takeout the thing online and the process there of pulling up into the parking lot. And, you know, when you get there, you text to them or reply to their text, I'm here. And they pop out and go, here's your food and nice pajama bottoms. And then you go on about your life. So... But quite a system there, and quite a number of restaurants have stepped up and really made that work well.
So. I sure miss eating in a restaurant.
Yeah, so. Yeah, you and a gazillion other people. So many people around here still are going down to Indiana to do it. And I see from your newscast this morning that Pauline Wenzel and others think that we should be doing it here. Doesn't understand the difference between restaurants and casinos. I suspect the difference is in casinos, you leave your mask on, and restaurants, you don't.
I don't know.
Only thing I can figure. All right, 625, page 1 of your morning announcements. 28 and cloudy here at the studios. We've got southwest winds at 13, which makes it feel more like it's about 18 for the start here at News Talk Sports, 94.9 WSJM.
Funny people say, hey, it's a new day. It's a new day. Weather's getting ready. Everybody ready, yeah. For a new day.
So you ready for the new day over there in the newsroom?
Oh, yes.
Kind of like the old day?
Yeah.
It's just another day. Chalk it up here.
I have to figure out what I'm going to watch tonight. There's no NFL on.
Well, you got the Buckeyes. You want to watch that?
I could.
National championship game.
Between that and Cannon, I don't know which one to watch.
The Masked, isn't there some Masked show on tonight that you could watch?
I gave up on that. It was just too much for me.
They ought to put masks on the people that are now hosting the rehashing of Name That Tune.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. I watched a few minutes of that, hosted by Jane Krakowski.
Mm-hmm.
Yikes.
Yeah.
I didn't get the sense that anybody on that show, contestants, people in the audience, hosts, musicians, anybody actually wanted to be on that show.
Really?
There was no energy. There was no enthusiasm. Everything just seemed phony and ginned up and they're trying to do all of the things that all the other shows like that do these days. And it just, for whatever reason, it just doesn't work with Name That Tune.
Oh, I was hoping for Name That Smell.
Well, if we ever get to a point where smell-o-vision comes into your living room, then maybe that will work.
That smells like a dirty sock.
That sounds like something my dog coughed up. I didn't even recognize the musical director there, guy behind the piano. They had a small band behind him and some singers to do the songs. And I just saw the band director and I got, okay, well, there's the musical director. And then she called him, she being Jane Krakowski, called him Randy. And, then I realized, through his voice and the way he spoke that was, Randy Jackson from, the old,
Jackson 5.
American Idol.
Oh, it's not the... Okay.
No. It's one of the original judges on American Idol.
Oh, okay. I always thought it was from the Jackson 5.
But he has lost so much weight to the point where he doesn't look healthy. I mean, it's just, yikes. Who is that guy?
Hmm.
But anyway, the show was just kind of sad. I can't imagine it's going to...
Awful lot of game shows on TV.
Yeah, well, they're easy to make. They're cheap to make. They're easy to make and cheap to make.
You watch that one that Ellen DeGeneres has? What's the name of that one?
Oh, that's the Friday Night Game Show, or is it a game of games? Or?
Yeah, something like that. And then there's The Wall...
Yeah, I watched that a couple times early on. I don't know. I just don't get into the game shows too much.
Mm.
So, whatever. I did watch that just to see what it was about, and I will not watch it again. most of what I watched, and we brought this up in page 1 of your morning announcements, was the lots and lots and lots of post-insurrection analysis, because it was everywhere. The Sunday mornings and the 60 Minutes and all of the other talking head programs over the weekend and even the non-talking head programs, everybody was in on it. And I saw a number of stories and reports, not just on the TV, but reading as well, on reactions from around the world, and holy moly, Leaders from around the world expressing dismay, amazement, disbelief at what is happening here in this country, with at least one almost universal take from world leaders, being that we as a nation have relinquished our position on the world stage as the leaders of Western democracy. And that's disturbing. Because this void that we're leaving by drawing inward and saying, we can do it all on our own, the hell with the rest of you people. What's happening there is we're leaving gigantic voids around the world, and there are plenty of other players, many of them adversarial to what we're doing, that are happy to step into that void. And that is happening on a pretty consistent basis from all the reports that I've read. So... that was one take from over the weekend. Like I said, lots of stuff, both real and social media weighing in on this, or mass media, mainstream media, whatever you want to call it, and the social medias. Speaking of that, I would be curious to sit in on a Fox News strategy session here of late and to see how they are dealing with the fact that they have now been lumped in with the mainstream media by all of their former fans who have abandoned them and gone off to the Newsmaxes and the One America networks and that kind of stuff, because Fox was no longer... conservative enough for them, or something to that effect. But I would love to see how what's going on behind the scenes there as they try to come to terms with the fact that so many of their fans have left them because Fox News wasn't critical enough, or was too critical, of the president for their taking. For their liking. So, anyway, in all of this stuff over the course of the weekend, as with everything else in the world now, or at least in this country, we are divided into two distinct camps when it comes to last Wednesday's attack on the Capitol. The one camp being, it sucks that happened, let's move on. And then the other camp being, are you kidding me? They tried to take over the government by force, hang them all. And so... Well, that's kind of where we stand here this morning. There's a potential for another impeachment coming, maybe today, maybe tomorrow. There's a growing clamor for the president to step down. I don't think anybody thinks he's going to do that. Apparently, there isn't enough time to invoke the 25th Amendment, which requires the VP and the cabinet to basically say he's not fit for office and to kick him out. Speaking of not enough time, there's not enough time for a true impeachment procedure to roll through, too. They can actually impeach him in the House, but as far as trying him in the Senate, that's just not going to happen. There's only like 10 days left in his administration. So I think it's looking like the House of Representatives will impeach him for the second time, but then it'll go nowhere, and then it's over with, and... And what happens next? We don't know. But, for now, it's, it sucks that happened. Or, are you kidding me? Hang them all. We move on. We, as a collective, seem to be real good at the, look at what they did. That's horrible. And then completely inept at the, we screwed up. Sorry about that thing. So... We're good at blaming people for calling people off for doing stupid things. For some reason, we never seem to think that our side can do that, something stupid. So, I don't know where we go from here. Like I said, I was hurling a lot of expletives at the TV screen over the weekend. So,
I take it your granddaughter was not there.
She was not. You know what's funny about that? It doesn't change anything. It doesn't help at all. You can do it on social media, too. It doesn't help at all. It might make you feel good for just a second. Changes no minds. It does. I don't know. So, that's right. We'll find out, later today, whether or not the impeachment process will go forward in the House of Representatives. So what else do we know here this morning? Speaking of the social medias, local social. Well, that's got a nice ring to it. Can I patent that?
Yeah.
All right, it's been done. Local social, not very enthused with the notion of retiring the cook plant emergency sirens. Did you see any of that on social media over the weekend?
Somewhat.
Yeah, both in our reports and others. If you hadn't heard, the cook plant is doing away with that monthly test of the emergency sirens and instead are moving to a phone-based system of warning whereby the alerts will come on your cell phone. And I guess they have a way to do it through, I don't know, email and even landlines beyond that. I don't know all the details on that, but the sirens will go silent in that regard. Now, there's a lot of concern. Say, well, stop it. That ain't good. What about these? What about this situation? And what about that situation? And all I can say about that is having worked with those guys and the FEMA guys and the county guys on that system over the years, because we have been considered an integral part here in the radio world of getting any sort of emergency message out should it be necessary. So we did drills all the time with those entities. And based on what I experienced in doing that over the years, I'm pretty confident that these guys would not be making the switch unless they knew it was going to work. So just because I've worked with all these guys and kind of know what the system has been, I feel pretty confident that they know what they're doing here and that will be okay. So page whatever we're on now in the morning announcements, the countdown to meat has begun.
Ooh.
I'm a little confused on this. I think this Thursday, the 14th, is opening day for State Street Meats. Pat Moody had a big write-up on that last week. So, in your face, vegans! It's all about the meat! Two doors down from the Buck is going to be State Street Meats. It's a Ken Kosminski production there. He owns the Buck and now the meat store. But the thing that confused me was that somebody said that they were there last week, and I thought I saw a post from somebody who said they just shopped there and bought a bunch of stuff like on Sunday. I thought, well, wait a minute.
Oh, really?
What is going on here? I'm confused. But apparently the official opening day is Thursday. So start your timers. The countdown to meat has begun.
It's nice to see that. It really is.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Is that an old-fashioned butcher shop?
Pretty much. Yeah. Somebody asked, what are the prices? Because, that's a concern for everybody. And the response, at least the one response I saw, was that comparable to grocery stores. So, if that's the case, then they'll probably do pretty well. So, start your meat countdown. Thursday's the big one.
Oh, boy.
Speaking of countdowns, we're counting down now to two huge lottery jackpots again. Over half a billion for the Powerball on Wednesday and over $600 million for tomorrow's Mega Millions. So, well, if you win one of those, it would be like signing a max contract as a pro athlete, you know?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yes.
Or you would, at the very least, know what every Tuesday feels like to Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos.
Yes. Yeah. And think of all the friends that we would have and how many times the phone would ring.
I know.
How people coming to the door.
I know. It's page two of your morning announcements.